Greetings and salutations, it's me, your favorite little kitty cat. And it's Monday night, I don't know, it's gotta be, well, it's 10 after 11. And I was tired, because I didn't sleep well last night, and I'm not sleeping well tonight. And I guess Friday night was okay for whatever reason. Probably because I stayed up as long as I could. Saturday night, I was under the influence, so it didn't bother me. Last night, it started getting kind of bad. Tonight, it's really bad. And especially when I shut everything off to go to sleep, I start freaking myself out. But there are times when I don't have these feelings, but for whatever reason, I do now. And for those that don't know, I can't see. When I take off my glasses, I can't see good at all. I see just like light and shadows, which is not good for a person like me because shadows freak me out. And so when my beloved's here, I usually just keep my eyes closed and I walk at night, you know, through the house. But now I don't want to close my eyes because I'm scared that things... I know it sounds weird. And my grandmother always used to say that I have guilty feelings or guilty conscience or something that I've done wrong. But when I close my eyes, I'm afraid that when I open them up again, something very scary will be looking back at me. One of my biggest fears that I've ever had is taking a shower. And, you know, when you wash your hair and you tip your head back in the shower and you close your eyes so that you don't get any soap in your eyes. I'm always afraid that something's going to be standing in front of me when I open my eyes. And it can be, you know, in the morning. But I'm always afraid. And my beloved, and even my man-child always have to, well, they got into the habit of making noise. And my man-child would always say, "I'm here, I'm here." And he would be deliberately loud so as not to scare me. Because a couple of times I was so scared and startled that I came out swinging. I turned around and I screamed really, really loud. And but I'm not scared. And I guess, I don't know, I was thinking if my beloved does this job more often, I think I'm going to have to get a dog because I can't not have something with me or someone. I just can't. I thought I could. Maybe it just caught me at a wrong time. I don't know. But yeah, I'm thinking I might just have to break down and get a dog. I'm exhausted. But like I said, I'm just too afraid to close my eyes. And then when I turn on my phone and just to check the time on this audio boo, it makes the bright light. And then I tend to see shadows and things, and then I scare myself. And I didn't watch any, you know, like horror movies or scary movies. I watched Halloween around 7, the John Carpenter one. And I was thinking, God, that was really dumb. Not watching it, but the way it starts out and how they say that, you know, Michael's the boogeyman. And I didn't get it. But I'm not going to talk about it now because I'll freak myself out. I don't know, it makes me wonder. It really does. But like I said, I don't want to talk about that particular subject because I'll scare myself. And I don't want to close the door to my room because then I'll be afraid to open it. And I close my eyes when I walk in front of the mirror. I don't know what my problem is, really.